Well, hello there. Thank you for joining me. You never guess what I found today. I was scrolling around looking at pictures. I thought, well, let me take a look at the most recent maps of the U.S. military bases in the United States, and let's take a look at the U.S. military drone bases within the United States, just to see what kind of sitting targets we are here in this country, right? And this is in relationship to the last show. So if you're confused, go listen to that show. Okay, so when you're scrolling for pictures, always look to the right, okay? Because I found a picture. I'm just trying to show you how I find these things. I found a picture of these drone bases, right? And over to the right, over to the right of that photo, it says, thousands of military drones to be deployed over U.S. mainland. And wait a minute. And it was an article from 11 years ago. So that's why you're always using your keywords and your eyes. So when you're looking for photos, always look to the right from where you got that photo from. So this is pretty interesting stuff. Okay. 18 June 2012. A recent Department of Defense, you know, our friends of the DOD. Hey, gang, how's the kiddie porn doing today? Report to Congress as well. Oh, they weren't reporting about the pedophiles. They were reporting to Congress about the drones. You got to get these reports straight. You know, so many pedophiles in this country, you got to keep straight. Well, was this hearing about them being pedophiles, or was this a hearing about them trying to attack us from the air? Well, yeah, this is about us from the air, so we'll focus on that. A recent DOD report to Congress, as well as a number of media investigations, have exposed government plans to deploy tens of thousands of drones over the U.S. mainland in the coming years. And I thought, well, I found somebody as suspicious as I am. An investigative report published over the weekend by the Christian Science Monitor, which I consider to be a relatively decent publication, cited the government's own estimates that as many as 30,000 drones could be part of intelligence gathering and law enforcement here in the U.S. within the next 10 years. So this article was from 2012. Now it's focusing on surveillance and some things that I don't believe they're capable of doing, but let me just go ahead and just read the article, okay? Unmanned aerial systems, or you're looking for UAS, unmanned aerial systems, or UAS, and unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, commonly known as drones. So you're looking for UAVs. Are extremely sophisticated remotely operated aircraft developed and manufactured by the military industrial complex in recent years at a cost of billions of dollars. Drones vary in size from the 4-pound RQ-11B Raven surveillance drone, which can be launched by hand, to the giant MQ-9 Reaper combat drone manufactured by Northrop Grumman. The Reaper has a maximum takeoff weight of 7,000 pounds. Wow, that's a lot of weight, including up to 3,000 pounds of bombs, missiles, and other armaments. Now, we have to confirm that this is really true, right? But it sounds so far like this drone could come pretty packed with a lot of equipment, right? The infamous MQ-1 Predator drone, armed with 100-pound Hellfire missiles, is the Obama administration's favored weapon in its illegal assassination program. A Predator drone was used in the unprecedented assassination of a U.S. citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, in Yemen last September. With a push of a button, thousands of pounds of high explosives can be dropped on anyone, anywhere in the world with startling precision. See, I have before a few days ago, when I shared the story about my view of the United States is going to come under attack first, I have also, I was originally talking about my concern over all the military bases in Africa, that one day they're going to flick a switch and those bases are going to activate Africa into a kill box. But this is really different, okay? This is already like in the planning stages, right? Safe behind video screens at military bases within the U.S., military drone operators refer to their victims as bug splats. B-U-G splats, S-P-L-A-T-S. Got it, quite a crew there, huh? Thousands of innocent civilians have already been murdered in this way. Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. On April Department of Defense, excuse me, an April Department of Defense report titled Future Unmanned Aircraft System Training Operations and Sustainability reveals that a massive drone infrastructure is already being erected within the U.S., with billions of dollars being allocated, bases being erected, thousands of pilots and crews being trained, and inventories being stockpiled. The report identifies 110 military bases, that's within the United States, that will serve as drone launch sites. See, everybody's always talking about all the bases the United States military has around the world. But what everybody forgets to mention is that this country is also loaded with air bases, and I will have, and drone bases, and I will have those links down below. So the report identifies 110 military bases that will serve as drone launch sites. The deadly Predator and Reaper drones will operate out of Creech, C-R-E-E-C-H Air Force Base in Nevada, Holloman Air Force Base and Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico, Fort Drum in New York, Grand Forks in North Dakota, Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, and the Southern California Logistics Airport, among others. The accompanying map from an Air Force PowerPoint presentation released this month shows current and projected locations for drone bases within the United States. The Department of Defense report argues for lifting the current framework of restrictions on drone flights over the United States on the grounds that it does not provide the level of airspace access necessary to accomplish the wide range of DoD UAS missions at current and projected operational tempos. The language of the report is revealing and ominous. This constraint will only be exacerbated as combat operations shift from abroad and systems return to U.S. locations. Did you hear me? It said, this constraint will only be exacerbated as combat operations shift from abroad and systems return to U.S. locations, the report states. It expressly refers to plans to conduct continental United States-based missions. In January, this is, we're talking 2012 here. In January, Congress passed H.R. 658, which requires the Federal Aviation Administration to take steps to facilitate the integration of drones into the national airspace system. President Obama signed the bill on February 14th with no public discussion or comment. Since Obama signed the bill, hundreds of drones have already been flying over the U.S. to spy on and monitor the population. A recent ABC News investigation report entitled UAVs, Will Our Civil Liberties Be Droned Out? Outline the possibility of drones buzzing overhead becoming a fact of daily life. ABC News reported drones can carry facial recognition cameras, license plate scanners, thermal imaging cameras, open Wi-Fi sniffers, and other sensors, and they can be armed. Among the most eager to fly domestic drones are America's police departments, the report stated. Yes, they've already started. I think it was New York in the last few months that announced they were flying drones to around your neighborhoods to see who was breaking any laws and stuff. So it's already starting. But the facial recognition stuff, that's not necessarily all there right now. So police departments, In Texas, a Montgomery County Sheriff's Office recently said it would deploy a drone bought with money from the Department of Homeland Security grant and was contemplating arming the drone with non-lethal weapons like tear gas, rubber bullets, or taser-style rounds. And that is the Department of Defense plan. And what it is that it allows for all police departments in the U.S. to get excess military equipment. That's why the cops are all now wearing those badgeless black uniforms. Cops, look around at photos. Cops these days in this country, they have morphed their uniforms into the combat ones. And they have completely changed the way they're dressing and the way they're behaving. And every cop in every small town in America has access to military grade weapons, you know, the tank. They have all that stuff already. Our local police already have all this stuff, okay? So in December, the American Civil Liberties Union published a detailed report on the dangers of a massive buildup of surveillance drones within the U.S., warning that our privacy laws are not strong enough to ensure that the new technology will be used responsibly and consistently with democratic values. Jay Stanley, senior policy analyst at the ACLU, described last month a nightmare scenario of widespread drone spying leading to an oppressive atmosphere where people learn to think twice about everything they do, knowing that it will be recorded, charted, scrutinized by increasingly intelligent computers and possibly used to target them. According to the Los Angeles Times article in December of last year, the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency are already using predator drones for operations within the U.S. Last week, a huge global hawk drone being operated by the U.S. Navy for an unknown purpose crashed in Maryland. The deployment of tens of thousands of surveillance drones over the mainland U.S. takes on special significance in light of recent revelations that the Obama administration is secretly constructing bottomless databases to house information gathered about U.S. citizens. The buildup of drone bases within the U.S. is one component of preparations by the U.S. government for a confrontation with its own population. Like everything else associated with the so-called war on terror, including torture, detention without trial, warrantless spying, assassinations, military tribunals, and expanding executive and intelligence powers, the use of drones for spying and assassinations in the Middle East is a prelude to the development of systems that will ultimately be used against the American people in the event of social upheavals. On Terror Tuesdays at the White House, President Obama helped draw up a list of opponents of U.S. policy overseas who are to be illegally assassinated by drone-filled missiles. These kill lists have already included U.S. citizens, with tens of thousands of drones flying overhead and with the U.S. mainland designated as a battleground in the never-ending and geographically unlimited war on terror. The U.S. ruling class hopes one day soon to be able to eliminate its domestic opponents with similar ease. Well, I think that's quite an article, if you ask me. That's why I say, get off social media and start looking around. Stop letting other people be your seeing eye dogs. This is pretty significant. They are leading us into a trap, a big trap. What I don't understand is this, and then I'm going to close off here. What I don't understand is this. We are the masses, right? More of us than these transgendered freak show elites that are running things, right? Why are we sitting around and acting like, oh, we're going to vote you out of office next time? Oh, I'm going to tell you how disgusted I am by your measure. Oh, I'm just going to shout out to you and tell you how mad I am at you. What's with all this stuff? Everybody posturing and yelling how mad they are? You don't sit around and yelling how mad you are when you want to get something done. You use that madness and you turn it into action. People have turned into social outrage machines, right? They sit around complaining all day long. Well, you know, something's got to do something about this. Hey, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. Maybe do something. They're coming for all of us. Maybe doing something is better than sitting there in your armchairs on social media doing absolutely nothing. They're coming for us. They're coming for all of us. If you've been thinking, oh, Diane's just kind of a big mouth, they're out after her because the psychopath work she's been doing. No, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. I am getting a lot of help. I am on my knees. I am so sick. Okay. I am trying to relay to you that this is real. I would not be having the microphone right now if this was some kind of a joke. This is what we're heading into. I can see it so clearly now that I don't know. I mean, what else do I have to tell you? Obviously, back here in 2012, they wrote up this saying, and it was in the Christian Science Monitor, which is not exactly some nutcase publication, right? Most people regard the Christian Science Monitor as a relatively decent publication. So, did they lose their minds in 2012 when they published this article? I do not think so. I think they wrote this article with intent, and it's all here. It's all here. I don't know what else to say, but be safe out there and goodbye for now. And if you can figure out how there's so many of us and so few of them, how we continue to stay stuck in this position, they cooked up the laws, they cooked up the money. And all of us are being oppressed by it. And soon we will be murdered by them. So take your pick. You want to go down fighting or you want to go down sitting in your armchair complaining on social media. So anyway, be safe out there and goodbye for now. Make your time count.